Hi there. Today you're going to get some of the key research that shows why it makes perfect sense for online video to be the cornerstone of your content marketing. What this means for you is that through video, you can get free web traffic and free leads from the biggest websites in the world. And what that means for you is that your business will remain relevant and sustainable, not just in 2018, but for many years to come. Does that sound good to you? If so, then I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes so I can share with you the top three reasons to post more videos online, backed by research. I'm Lexi Rodrigo, digital content manager, blog editor, and copywriter. But you probably already know that about me. If you've met me online, what you probably don't know is that I have background in television. I actually worked in children's television, and it was the most fun job I've ever had. Sorry, Danny. But even after I left that job and worked in UNICEF, I was involved in a number of TV-related projects. I produced TV ads and documentaries, and I even managed a children's program, a TV program that was written and shot by teenagers. Okay, so moving on. And well, I mentioned that because that explains my fascination with video. That's why I like to use video so much to communicate. Okay, so let's move on to the three reasons to post more videos online, especially to market your product or service. Okay, before I start with the first one, let me know, do you use online videos in your marketing? Please type yes or no in the comments so that I know where you're coming from. Well, if you're not yet using online videos, I hope that this piece of data will change your mind. Reason number one to post more videos online is that search engines love video. Okay, here's the data. Videos appear in 55% of Google keyword searches, and that's the first page of the Google search results. And 82% of those results come from YouTube. So what this is saying is Google likes video, right? It tends to rank video high enough to land on the first page of its results, and especially if it's a YouTube video. And you know what? Google actually owns YouTube. So Google is the top website in all of the world. It's the most popular website in terms of traffic. And the second most popular website is YouTube, and Google owns YouTube. And YouTube is a video platform. So we all know Google is the biggest search engine platform, right? It's the biggest search engine. Well, YouTube is considered the second largest search engine. And in fact, a lot of people bypass Google sometimes and go straight to YouTube to look for whatever it is they're looking for. And I have to admit, I do the same thing. I'm researching a product or I want to learn more about a topic. I sometimes go straight to YouTube. Do you do that as well? Type yes or no in the comments. Do you go straight to YouTube sometimes instead of Google when you're looking for something? So another reason, so this is talking about what this means for all of us marketers, is we need to create more videos and specifically videos for YouTube, right? But it's also a good idea to put more video on your web pages, on your blog posts. Now, why is that? Have you heard of RankBrain? So RankBrain is Google's AI technology, artificial intelligence, that determines the amount of engagement that your web page gets. Okay, so it looks at how long are your website visitors staying on your site, for example. So the longer that your visitors stay on your site, the higher Google will rank your web page. And one very effective way to get people to stay longer on your page is to embed a video in it. Because think about it, while people are on your post, they will watch the video. And that makes them stay longer on your post. So if one of your challenges with your blog, for example, is that people don't stay more than a few seconds, try embedding a video in your blog post. And you should see an increase in the amount of time that your website visitors spend on your page. Okay, so that's reason number one. Where's my finger? Reason number one is that search engines, especially Google, love video. Reason number two, it's not just Google, guys. Reason number two is social media platforms love video. Now, let me tell you a story. A few years ago, one of my online friends told me that she started doing something really simple on her Facebook page, and she started getting significantly higher engagement on her page. So, of course, I had to ask her, well, what is this simple thing that you've been doing? And she said, oh, I just started posting more pictures, more images. And now almost all of us know this, right? And we always post images and we have memes and quote images and pictures and so on. Well, guess what? This research shows that video gets even more engagement than text and images combined. And it's significantly more. It's 1,200% more engagement, right? So, you know, that's another reason why we should be posting more videos. And if that's not enough, take a look at this one. And this is straight from Facebook's website, guys. So Facebook said that Facebook Live videos are more likely to appear higher in newsfeed when those videos are actually live compared to after they're no longer live. So that's straight from the mouth of Facebook, guys, that says Facebook gives preferential treatment to Facebook Live videos. And that's actually the main reason why I'm doing this right now on Facebook Live and not through a webinar on Webinar Jam, which I own, by the way. And I used to enjoy putting out a lot of webinars, but Facebook has already said it gives greater exposure to Facebook live streams, and especially while they're live. Okay? So tell me, how many of you have been doing Facebook Live? Type live in the comments if you've done at least one Facebook live stream. Okay, if you've done at least one Facebook live stream, type live in the comments. Now, unfortunately, I can't seem to see the comments right now, but I will see them later on and respond to them. All right, so that's Facebook Live for you. And you know, another signal for us that social media platforms want us to post more video is just the fact that they're making native video possible. Take Instagram, for example. Instagram originally is a platform to share your pictures, right? But eventually, Instagram now lets you upload videos as well. Or I'm not sure if Instagram, I don't use it enough to know if Instagram has live video, but it's got stories. Okay, so it's not just pictures anymore. It's got videos. Now, if you're thinking, well, Lexi, I don't promote on Facebook, I promote on LinkedIn because I'm targeting these executives and professional people. Well, guess what? LinkedIn recently rolled out for all its members native video as well, in case you haven't noticed. So what this means is if you're on the desktop version of LinkedIn, you can upload a video. And if you're on the mobile LinkedIn app, you can record a video right within LinkedIn. So those are clear, very clear signals, guys, that social media platforms want us to use a video. Okay, so that's reason number two to post more videos. Social media platforms love it. Okay, now let's go to reason number three. And reason number three is that people love it. Now, when I was getting started online and we were starting to use videos, I remember very clearly one of my clients, who is a very smart lady and she's quite a successful entrepreneur, she told me, "I don't like watching videos. I don't have the patience to sit there and watch videos." If that's you, well, keep in mind, you are not your target audience, because again, the research is very clear that people love videos. And let me show you the research. Okay, it says, when you use the word video in your email subject line, your open rate will go up as much as 19%, and your click-through rates as much as 65%, and even the unsubscribes goes down, the number of unsubscribes. Okay, so more proof, you want more proof? According to Animoto, 4 times as many consumers would rather watch a video about a product than read about it. Again, guilty party. In one of my Facebook groups, if you were a member of that, I showed them my new ring light that I'm using right now. And when I first got my ring light, and so I had to put all these parts together, do you think I looked at the manual? Well, there was no manual, but do you think that I went to the product listing online to read the instructions for how to put it together? No, I went on YouTube and watched a couple of videos of people putting together the actual ring light. So, hey, I'm like a typical consumer. I'd rather watch a video than read about a product. Okay, and here's another piece of data for you. 1 in 4 consumers lose interest in a company if it doesn't have video. So if you don't have video on your website, or you don't have a YouTube channel, uh-oh, watch out. You might be turning away some very important prospects there. Okay, what else do I have for you? Okay, there's this one study where when they added a video on a landing page, their conversion increased by 31%. And this is just one study. A lot of marketers will tell you, online marketers will tell you, video increases. Hi, Trish. It's okay. Can catch up. Video increases the conversion rate of landing pages. And that's why if you're on the mailing lists of these biggest online marketers, their sales pages have videos. If there's video everywhere, it just converts better, you guys. So are you like my client who says she hates watching videos online, or are you like me who actually enjoys watching videos online? Type in the comments. Do you like watching videos online or not? Okay. So that's the second reason to post more online videos is because, that's the third reason. Reason number three to post more online videos is just people love watching videos. So Trish says both. She both Okay, she both likes it and dislikes it. So I'm not sure how that's possible, but it's so funny. Okay, for sure. Yes. So it depends on the video, and that's true. If the video is boring, then no one wants to watch it, right? Okay, so let's summarize now. Okay, the three reasons to post more videos online. First of all, Google loves videos, and Google is just the number one search engine and the number one website in all the world. Okay, reason number two, social media love videos. You'll get more exposure, more engagement, more comments, more shares if you post videos than text or even images. And number three, people love videos. Okay, we're watching more videos and we respond to emails that mention videos, and we respond better on landing pages if they have video. All right. So what's next? Do you have any questions so far about what I've presented? Okay, post them in the comments. If you're watching right now, post it in the comments and I can respond right now. If you're watching a replay, post your questions anyway because I will keep checking on this on the recording of this video so I can respond to your questions. Okay, so I have a question for you. Okay, what is, given all of these reasons to post more videos online, what is stopping you from creating and publishing more online videos? Can you post that in the comments as well? And I'll see if I can respond to it right now, or if not, then in the recording later on. Now, if this topic interests you, then I invite you to come back tomorrow, same time, same channel. So 11 a.m. Eastern. Okay. Because I will be talking about the most common mistakes that make you look like an amateur in your video and that might be hurting rather than helping your brand. Because obviously, it's not just any kind of video that's effective. There's a certain way to create video to get the maximum results. And if you'd like to dive into this topic, deeper into this topic, then I am putting together a live webinar next week. That's Tuesday next week at 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up for that free webinar at alexisrodrigo.com/webinar. Okay? And I will see you there. I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope I'll see you tomorrow. Okay? Bye bye.